This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. A new index of U.S. manufacturing has fallen to its lowest level in 3 years. Looked at another way, though, our manufacturing sector is still expanding, if slowly. But there's no sugarcoating things in Europe. Their own manufacturing index is also out today and shows the 14th straight month of contraction. We've also got the EU's new unemployment report. That shows 34,000 more Europeans out of work in August, including lots of young people, something EU officials called an economic and social disaster. It's Monday, so Julia Coronado is here, chief economist for BNP Paribas. Good morning.
Good morning.
So that's more of the usual rotten data for Europe. How do you explain to me, then, that European stock markets had a very strong day? Indexes are up, what, more than a percent across the continent?
Right. It seems a little odd on the back of the data that you just mentioned, but a lot of the market developments, movements have been driven more off of political developments than the actual data. So the more Europe moves away from the disastrous Eurozone breakup scenario, the happier the markets are, and the data is sort of secondary.
In the U.S., in the U.S., are we more data-driven, or what's different here?
Absolutely. In the U.S., we are hanging on every data development, partly because there's no big political disaster that we are hanging on here in the U.S., and we are looking to see how well the U.S. holds up against the global headwinds that are buffeting our shores. So really, we are very much focused on the data here.
And just briefly, do you feel like politically there's something really to be encouraged about in Europe right now?
Yes. I mean, we have seen Spain moving forward. We think that they will ask for an official support package later this month. And all of that is, it's difficult. Spain is in a difficult situation, but we are moving towards greater integration step by step.
Julia Coronado with BNP Paribas. Thank you.
It's a pleasure.